See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio, on channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 2nd, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Being very polite to me today, actually.
Yeah, I'm subdued.
Some of my fans say, you know, how awful you are to me.
And some of your fans?
Yeah, they do. They say...
Your fanboys.
Yeah. They say, oh, he's awful to you, that Paul Andrews.
Yeah. And what do you say?
I agree.
I thought you might. I've had a tweet from the lovely Amanda Flanders. Amanda is now hosting Business Bunker Extra Show, which is happening on Fridays. It's 1 hour on a Friday, currently from 11 till... Oh, I've got to get this right. Yeah, 11 till 12, or maybe 12 to 1.
Well, if it's an hour, it's either 11
it's definitely an hour. It's one of those, because we're going to move it when we move back to Ashford, because he's at Dimchurch at the moment. But anyway, Amanda is doing the Business Bunker Extra Show. You can find her on the Twitter at Bunker Extra. That's extra spelt with a X, X-T-R-A. And basically, the problem is we were so busy on the Business Bunker Show, and we had so many people wanting to come on as guests, and we couldn't fit everybody in, so we decided to start another show so that we could cope with all of that. And that's going to be going on a Friday. Anyway, Amanda, in her day job, runs Butterflies and Dreams business events, and she sent me a Twitter. No, she hasn't. She sent me an email. How to organise a successful event seminar. And this seminar is taking place on May the 16th, and it's from 9.30 to 4.30, and it's at the Bowfighter Suite in Kings Hill. And it says, would you like to organise and host your own event but don't know where to start or what to do? Would you like help making your event amazing so that you can stand out from the crowd? Hosting an event truly is a great way to promote yourself and your business, and it's vital you do it well. You want people to be talking about it because it was fantastic, not because it was terrible. Although, to be fair, we've built quite a reputation on this radio show of being terrible, really, haven't
we? Hammy, even.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just in hampers.
And that, the odd ham.
Yeah, and koalas, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Business Events has joined forces with Sharon Lynn of Get Writing, Get Published to bring you a full-day seminar that will show you everything you need to organise and run your own event, whether that's to book a book launch, a business launch, a training seminar, or indeed a full-blown conference. The day will provide you with lots of takeaway, actionable points which you help will guide you through every step of the way, from choosing the right venue for you to ensuring you have enough bums on seats, paying attention to every detail. We'll even show you how to organise an event to suit your budget, so whether it's a small workshop for 10 people or a big promotional event for more than 100, we can guide you through every step. If you want to find out any more, it's butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk. Or you can follow Amanda on the Twitter at Butterflies2019. Butterflies2019. Cool. Jules.
Kent Creative Awards are coming up, and I was given a lovely invitation. Thank you, Nathalie. But I'm not here, as you know. So it sounds really, really exciting. It's Friday the 19th of May. It's at Ashford School. There's a ceremony dinner, and there's going to be a whole evening of celebration for culture, arts and the creative sector in Kent. You'll meet some of those involved in the art scene of Kent, and things happen when people meet and talk, as you know. If you're a finalist, you can come along with your team and supporters. If not, you can still have a great time supporting friends and being part of it all. And the evening will include a three-course dinner with wine, live music, hopefully not by Paul Andrews.
I might sing.
Close-up magic provided by the fabulous... that was good. Etienne Pradier.
Did you get it?
Was it my way?
Yeah, I'm not mentioning Etienne. I got in trouble last time
Etienne Pradier, who doesn't remove bras anymore.
See, you had to do that, didn't you? You had to do that.
You know, had to be said. He doesn't do it anymore. The award-winning... I knew him when he was about...
A
young kid.
Before I turn your microphone off.
The award ceremony with Master of Ceremonies, actor Steve White. And there'll also, of course, be networking opportunities. The price is £65. You have a 10% discount if you book more than five tickets. And please go to... go to the Kent Business Radio website and book your ticket there That's fine, isn't it?
It is.
It's Kent Creative Awards, Friday the 19th of May, with the lovely Nathalie and Etienne, a little French.
Etienne Pradier.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I went last year as well. It was a really good event last year.
Well, let's face it, you go to everything.
That's true.
I mean, are you ever home?
No.
You see, how will you ever get Spinajet to do your drive? Oh, Dad.
Well, I didn't need to be there.
No, he just goes and...
I just give him a can and said,
I like
the drive.
To be there. I sit on my swing seat with him.
Yes, but that's because you like to sit there ogling him while he's working.
He's very handsome.
Yeah,
Far too handsome.
Yeah.
And he's a builder.
Yeah.
As well. We sit on the swing seat, have a little...
Don't book him until the sun comes out and you go, Dan, it's all right, Dan, take your shirt off, mate, I don't mind. Yeah.
Well, last year when he did my drive, Annette, it was the hottest day of the year.
It was like the Diet Coke advert.
It was. It was the
hottest
day of the
year. Well, I'll come over as well next time.
Pop by.
Yeah, I'll pop by.
Thursday and Friday, double whammy. Yeah. 2 days.
Sounds like a nice afternoon.
Yeah. We can sit on the swing seat with him.
Yeah.
On the slopes.
Yeah. Grind coffee.
Yeah, grind. Slow grind.
Have you quite finished, you two?
Well, not really, but we'll stop for now.
You've been listening to Innuendo Central. I've got a tweet from the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence of the community show of this parish. And she says, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, Business Bunker, hi Paul and Jules. Can you tell your listeners, please, about our fab show and our guest this week? Now, Laura does the community show, which is on Channel Radio. The community show is a show that showcases community support organisations, charities, not-for-profits and community interest companies. It's on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on channelradio.co.uk. And this week's guest is Ryan Campbell. And Ryan is the CEO of Demelza Hospital Care for Children.
Another fabulous hospice.
Another fabulous hospice. So do listen to the community show. It's a fabulous show. Laura's absolutely brilliant. It's really always very interesting. And it's on from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Thursday. Or like all of our shows, it is available on Catch Up if you've missed it. So do check that out. I just want to mention one more thing, and then we're going to speak to our next guest. Join us for a super glitzy, glamorous evening of fine dining and entertaining. Linda and Mario Garcia are staging the Pink Charity Gala Ball in aid of breast cancer now. And that's taking place on Thursday, the 11th of May, at the Ashford International Hotel from 6:30 till late. I'm not going to read all of it out because we have covered this for a few weeks, but I just want you to be there. And guess who's doing the entertainment?
Not you again.
No, I'm there. Of course, I'm there.
Is it Etienne?
Etienne Pradier.
Really?
Yeah.
The only person in Kent who entertains.
And the master of ceremonies is the fantastic Barnaby Winter.
So
come along. It's £75 for a table. Sorry, no, it's completely untrue. It's £75
per person. I was going to say. Yeah.
If you get to sit
at a table.
Yeah, yeah.
No food.
If you want to book a table of 10, you get it for the price of 9. And if anybody's doing that, let me know because I'll have the spare. No.
You'll have the spare.
So it's £675 basically for a table of 10, so for the price of 9. Mm. If you want to find out or book your space there, then go to butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/charitygala.
And again, I can't go to that. Why does everybody have an event in May?
They ring me up and they go, do you know when Jules is away? And I go, yeah. And they go, great, let's stage some events.
You are such a koala.
Yeah. Do you know what? We're going to talk to somebody nice, sensible, polite.
Yeah, someone who loves
intelligent.
loves a rough and tumble in a park.
I'm not even going there.
She does. It's Lynette Crisp.
It is Lynette Crisp, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Business Bunker Show, Lynette, despite what she's trying to imply. Lynette is heavily involved with the Betts Hanger Sustainable Park over there in Deal. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Just for those people that don't know, can you just give us a very quick overview of Betts Hanger and what it is now? But I want to talk in a minute a little bit about the history of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Well, firstly, thank you for having us.
That's a pleasure.
Pleased to be here. So Betts Hanger Sustainable Parks, like you say, is just outside of Deal. It's essentially a regeneration and economic regeneration project for Deal. The project is located on the site of the former Betts Hanger Colliery. The Hadlow Group took ownership of the site just coming up for 2 years ago now.
I can't remember. Do you know? You might not even know because you're obviously clearly nothing like remotely old enough. Do you know when the colliery actually closed?
I do know it closed in 1989, and Bert's Hanger was the last of the Kent.
She's good.
Yeah, no, that's good. The reason I ask is because they were responsible for making me redundant from my first job.
Okay.
I worked at a steam power, a coal powered paper mill.
You were the original Casey Jones.
Yeah, no, in 72 when the miners went on strike, we still had Snowden Connery and Vetsanger Connery, and they all went on strike, and they made me redundant, so I always hated them.
Yeah, well, it had a massive impact on the whole area.
Yeah, it did. So the Connery shut in 89, and if I recall, it was kind of just derelict for a long time, was it not?
Yeah, it has been derelict for a long time. It was opened as a country park a few years ago. It had quite a lot of investment from Cedar. It then went into some private ownership, and Hadlow took over the running of the site about 2 years ago now.
Yeah, sure.
So the project's actually split into two parts. So there's the what will be developed as the business park, which is on the site of where the former pit head for the mine used to be, and on the opposite side of the road, the spoil heap from the mine is a country park.
Cool. And we're going to kind of sort all of that out and get it all in people's minds. I have been over there, and I have seen it, and what a fabulous place it is, in a lovely location. I was going to say about Hadlow College. That's what I was going to say about. In case people don't know, Hadlow College they do quite a lot these days. But intrinsically, they were the agricultural college over in Hadlow. Yep. Not surprisingly, although they are on the trail of expansion, as it were. Where I live in Ashford, they're just opening a new college there. Mm-hmm. So they're doing loads of things in the community, and lots of things going on. So they acquired Betts Hanger, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And did they acquire that as part of the agricultural thing, or is it a secondary thing? Are they doing agricultural stuff there?
Longer term, there will be education provision on the site, but probably not quite the traditional Hadlow from an agricultural sense. It will be more about health and well-being, apprenticeships, and getting young people into not just land-based businesses, but kind of giving them the stepping stone. So it's looking at conservation, land management, and those types of things.
So if you wouldn't mind, and if you know, I'm sure you do, give us an overview of the size of the park and the kind of things that you've got there. We're talking about the what do you call it, the spoil heap.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny. because the other side of it is the old pit head, which is now a business park and offices, and very nice it is too.
That's what we used to call you, didn't we, the old pit head?
Yeah, no, the old spoil heap, yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, a spoil heap is where they put the spoil that they dig out of a mine, and there's normally big heaps of it. And for those of you of an age, you will know one of the biggest things about spoil heaps was the Aberfan disaster in Wales back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s.
Recent anniversary.
Yeah, where a slag heap slipped in the rain. And that was one of the big problems with coal mines like that. You had these massive heaps of spoil, and Betts Hanger, like every other colliery, had that. But you've done something with it. So explain to us what's actually happened on the park, and from a landscaping point of view as well. And presumably you've filled in the hole in the ground.
Yes, that has been filled in. There is no access down into the mines anymore.
Okay.
But Betts Hanger Park, which we now call it, it was called Foulmead Country Park for a time.
Yeah.
We've rebranded it to Betts Hanger. Probably in the last while since Hadlow took over it, really.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a 250-acre park. It's all about outdoor activities and energy, really, which is the core of the offer for the park. So
right.
We've got a 3-kilometre road cycle track. We've got about 10 kilometres of mountain bike trails.
It
is pretty big, yeah. We've got lots of walking routes, so there's lots of wildlife to be seen. And we do a range of different outdoor activities. So we've got a military fitness offer operated by a company called MyPT. We do lots of activities.
I saw you had archery courses the other day.
We do archery, yes. Yeah. So we do Saturday morning, we have a weekly archery club for people who are looking to get into archery. Mm. And as of 1st of June, we will have a new offer called Archery Tag. Kind of think paintball, Nerf gun wars type thing, with bows and arrows.
Oh yeah, Jules, we're going to do that.
Yeah,
I'll definitely. Give you a head start. You can run.
I can't. I've got a titanium knee. I have to hobble.
You can
hide behind the bunkers.
Yeah.
So that's a new thing for us from the 1st of June.
Hold on. I need to find it. This is with bows and arrows.
With bows and arrows.
This is so cool.
This is like, they are foam tipped arrows.
Oh, not steel tipped. Okay. So like Nerf arrows.
Yeah, kind of. It's like paintballing. You don't get covered in paint, obviously. Slightly less painful than paintballing.
Sounds like my idea of hell. Actually, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
What, paintballing?
Yeah, I'd rather just drink and watch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's typical. Yeah. That's typical of you.
Perhaps have a picnic or something and watch.
I love that. And you know, because paintballing itself is a big phenomenon, and loads of people like doing that. But what a different twist on it. Bow and arrow paintball, as it were.
It's the second site in Kent to offer it.
Wow, okay.
It's going to be great for team building, corporate days out.
I just want to go at it, just for the sake of having a go at it.
Come over, have a go.
Yeah, I'm going to. Don't you worry. So cool. So you've got all those kind of activities going on. You've got walks and you've got cycle paths and there was something else. A BMX path, did you say?
We have mountain bike trails.
Mountain bike trail.
Yeah, we've got about 10 kilometres of mountain
kind
bike
of dodgy
trails.
Bike, yeah. Cool. And so explain to me what else goes on that part of the site as well.
So we have a huge amount of events that we've started programming on the site, so probably for the last year. So through holidays, we have tend to program at least one event every weekend. One of the main things I want to talk to you today, actually, is an event that we've got coming up at the end of the month, so the bank holiday weekend. It's called The Beast. It's the world's largest inflatable obstacle course. It's a big bouncy castle for adults.
No, I'd like that. I would like that.
But we're going. We're going to this. Yeah. I've seen a picture of it.
You can do a live show while we bounce.
You can.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I've seen a picture of it. It's huge. It is an inflatable obstacle course.
It is, yes.
You know, so if anybody's seen things like, what's that thing they have on TV?
It's a knockout.
No, it's way past that.
Ninja Warrior.
Before that, the original one, where you have to be super fit to do an obstacle course.
Oh, the one that Richard Hammond did.
Yeah,
I know the one you mean.
We'll tell you in a minute, listen.
I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it's one of those kind of obstacle courses, but it's inflatable.
It's inflatable. It's 272 metres long, so it's the equivalent of about 4 football pitches.
Wow.
And we have a special corporate day on
I bet that took some
Friday.
Blowing up.
Yeah, it does.
You needed lots of puff for that, didn't it?
Continually.
So
we've got a special corporate day on Friday, the 26th of May.
Okay.
So
that's really my birthday.
Good day out for team building. Yeah. Birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can do a special birthday party package.
So I will be in Zimbabwe, but I will come up in June.
So the wipeout, that's what I was trying to think
that's
of. Wipeout.
Total wipeout. Just total, found it.
Yeah,
good girl. Well, Googling.
You don't need to, I haven't remembered. the corporate day that you've got, is that open or is that already booked?
We still have spaces available.
Right.
So businesses can come in and book slots for an hour and get an hour's exclusive use of the Beast. And we've got two other inflatables on the park as well. Everybody in the team gets a T-shirt saying, "I conquered the Beast at Bertsanger," and you get a free drink as well. And then you can go through the course as many times as you like, as you are able.
Right, I was going to say.
It's pretty tough, but it's a really good, fun team day out. We've got the inflatable from Bertsanger from the 25th of May through to the 29th of May. We've got limited availability of public tickets left as well.
Okay, so I was going to say, it's going to be public. And is then it going away again?
Yeah, it's a Belgian company that owns it, actually.
I was going to ask you whether it was yours or you've kind of bought it in.
No, we bought it in for the weekend.
Okay. So hopefully it's going to be a rip-roaring success for you
and you're going
to invite them back next year.
Yeah, well, they've got big plans for the course themselves as well. So when it comes back next year, it will be bigger and better and longer.
So even more beastly.
Even more beastly.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to that.
This is live on Facebook.
Yeah, no. Can I chase her with a bow and arrow over the obstacle course?
You could try.
Can I do that?
You could try.
Yeah. That would be really good fun.
Will there be Belgian beer from Belgian people? Because they do really good beer.
We will have local food and drink on site, actually.
Belgian chocolate.
Yeah. But local, you want Kent dark chocolate, my dear friends, Kent dark. I shall put you through with lots of chocolate people.
I wouldn't recommend eating
chocolate and beer and then doing that.
But Belgian beer, they do make a nice chocolate beer, but they do a really nice raspberry.
I think we're completely off the off the
well,
point
I'm trying
here.
To get you off chasing me with a bow and arrow.
I want to go frankly. I couldn't care less about your drinking habits because they're terrible.
We've got a special deal for your listeners, actually. So anybody that wants to book as part of the corporate day, we can do a 25% discount.
Oh, fabulous.
You, we love
a
deal.
Make a booking and mention the show. Then we can.
There you go. So if you want to book it... and we'll give you booking details when we finish talking to Lynette about all the other things going on there. We'll give you the booking details, and then if you use the hashtag Big Bunker or something when you're booking it, you can get a discount. But that's fabulous. Thank you for that. Brilliant. So do book that. It sounds like enormous fun. It sounds really good fun. The other stuff that you were talking about earlier, that goes on all the time, presumably, the archery paintballing and the archery clubs and all the other things you do.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And we do a few different special events through the year. So our next event is this Saturday, actually. We've got an open air cinema screening of the BFG.
Oh, right. OK. Fantastic.
And we've got a couple of other cinema events.
Is it a drive-in cinema? Or
no, it's not drive-in. You bring your blankets and your picnic hampers and sit out on the
lawn. That's nicer, isn't it? It's more comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Is the park open all the year round, or how's it work?
It is open all year round. We close on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and that's it.
Flakes, huh? Because you would have been packed then.
Yeah, well, actually, Boxing Day, we tend to be really busy kids get new bikes for Christmas and they want to come and test them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's Bettshanger Park. That's what's going on there. There's loads of good things going on. There's the inflatable obstacle course. There's all the other events that happen all the rest of the year round. I want to kind of speak to you a little bit now about the other side of it, across the road. Into the Pithead offices. What's happening there? I've actually been there as well. And funnily enough, today's show sponsor, Channel Facilities Management, their offices are actually in there as well. Yep. So that's really cool and interesting. So tell us a little bit about what you got there.
Yeah, well, actually, it's kind of linked to what we're doing on the country park side as well. So we've got a lot of construction going on at the park at the moment. So on the country park, we're just building a new visitor centre,
right,
which is due to open next year.
Okay.
So the building footprint is there and the frame is up. And in there will be the Kent Mining Museum, so that links the heritage of the site. And it will tell the story of the whole of the Kent coalfield, not just about Bettshanger. And then there will be mining trails that take you out onto the other side of the road, so you'll be able to see where the pit head is.
Right. But you can't go in the mines anymore?
You can't, no. They've been blocked off. Okay. We've just got kind of memorials to where they used to be.
Sure.
So currently on the business park side, there is only one building, which is called Armand House. That used to be the headquarters for the colliery.
Mm-hmm.
We have our offices in there. Channel Facilities Management also have their offices based in there as well. And then there are plans to develop a business park on that side of the road. We have some funding applications and planning permission in at the moment to develop the first phase of that towards the end of next year, opening the following year.
Fantastic.
And that will be focused around businesses in health and well-being, food tech, agri-tech. The whole concept of the park is, the name really, Bettshanger Sustainable Park, so it will be attracting businesses in that sort of area.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. The offices that are there are really nice already. Are you full there?
Not quite. We have a couple of units empty at the moment.
If you're looking for office space in a really lovely location in the Deal area, I do highly recommend that you check it out, because it's the building itself is nice, but it's just the setting of it is really nice.
It sounds
as well,
ideal,
isn't it?
Doesn't it?
Oh, for goodness sake. Ideal.
I'd go there.
Yeah, I bet you would. Not with me and my bow and arrow, you wouldn't. So loads of fantastic things going on over there. We're really pleased that you came along and told us about it, because being at one end of the county, you don't always hear about the things that are going on. You know, I know it's not your place, but I mentioned to you off air, I used to do a lot of things at Pine Calyx, which is an eco-friendly event space.
Oh, yeah,
also in Deal.
Yeah.
It's got grass roof and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And adobe walls and that. And one of the problems that they always suffered was, it's a lovely location, but people hadn't heard of it.
Mm.
And trying to market it and then persuade people to hold events there, they always found incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good to have the opportunity to promote what you're doing, because it is fabulous what you're doing. It's so much easier to get there now than it used to be to that part of East Kent. So there's no excuse not to go there any longer.
Yeah.
Because you can come at it from both directions now. You can come at it from...
It's also a beautiful part of the country down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
But Deal itself as a town has won many awards as being... Seaside Town of the Year and all kinds of things over the last few years.
And
so it is somewhere that's really, really worthwhile. visiting in general as the area, and while you're there, you know, spend a day at Betsanger as well.
Yeah.
So just for the final minute or so, Lynette, just go over what the plans are for the future insofar as you're expanding, you know, lots of different things.
Yeah, well, I touched slightly on our new visitor centre, so that's the major project that we've got happening over the next 12 months.
And that's going to incorporate the museum as well?
Yeah, we will have the Kent Mining Museum in there. That's funded by Heritage Lottery Fund.
And just out of interest, I mean, how is that going to be curated? I mean, have you got loads of mining helmets out the back and some steel toe cap boots and all that kind of stuff and some pickaxes?
Yeah, we've got all sorts of, as part of the collection, actually. We're very engaged with the local mining community, as you would imagine. I'm sure they could probably match some of your granddad's stories, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could.
But yeah, a lot of the local miners have obviously kept memorabilia, which they're gifting to the museum. And all the time we're talking to people and they crop up and they have memories about not just Betsanger but the rest of the Kent coalfield. And so we're often collecting bits of the collection.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. It's a fantastic story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about Betsanger, or you know, to try and get a space on the obstacle course, or to find out about any of the other events that you run, how can they do that?
Our website is betsanger-park.co.uk. We're on Twitter, which is at betssusparks. It's a bit of a mouthful. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Those links are all on the Kent Business Radio website, as is everybody that's a guest today. Those email addresses are on the Kent Business Radio website and they will stay there forever. So if you ever want to find them, they're on today's show and they're linked back to there. Lynette Crisp of Betsanger Park, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about what's going on over there in Betsanger.
Thanks for having us.
That's an absolute pleasure. We're going to very quickly do a couple of more messages and then we're going to come to our next guest.
Fenster Art Consultants and Kent Enterprise Trust invite you to a business network event with a difference. Please join us, they say, for open networking while enjoying the recent installation of artwork throughout the office. It's 5:30 to 8 p.m. Stop in when you can or stay for the entire event. Artwork Oysters by artist Mandy Broughton. It's 5:30 to 6 p.m. start. There'll be an introduction by Fenster Art and Kent Enterprise Trust. 6:15, there'll be open networking, wine, soft drinks and nibbles. And it'll finish about 8 p.m, they say. So it's Wednesday the 17th of May at Kent Enterprise House, The Links, in Herne Bay. It's good to hear something in Herne Bay, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5:30 to 8 at The Links in Herne Bay. It's Charlie Tango 67GQ for your sat-nav. And go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk to book that link. Sounds very interesting.
I've got a couple of quick emails to read and then we're going to talk to our next guest. First Wednesday networking is the 3rd of May. That's manana, tomorrow,
yeah,
at Knocker and Foskett.
Oh, I like
that's
that
lovely name. Knocker and Foskett.
Who are they?
They're lawyers, I think.
They Knocker... sound like Dickens.
Yeah, yeah. Knocker and Foskett, the Red House, 50 the High Street, Seven Oaks. The next Seven Oaks and District First Wednesday network meeting will be on the 3rd of May from 10:30 till 12 and is kindly sponsored by Knocker and Foskett Solicitors at their stunning office in Red House, High Street, Seven Oaks. I'd want to go just because they're called Knocker and Foskett, to be honest.
I bet they wear those little sawn-off mittens, don't you?
Absolutely.
Overnight.
If you want to book that, you need to talk to Julie Phillips at the Chamber, at Seven Oaks Chamber, info@sevenoakschamber.com.
I bet they have little lanterns that they snuff out overnight.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And knocker-uppers.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And mead.
Yeah. Can I have some more, please, sir?
Yeah, okay. Certainly not.
There's a Faversham tweet up. The Creek Creative Cafe, 1 Abbey Street, Faversham. The Faversham tweet-ups are held at the Creek Creative Gallery Cafe on the corner in Abbey Street next Tuesday, the 9th of May, and they will be every second Tuesday of each month. And this month, easy, great business plans. All are welcome. Your host is Gerard Jacimovicius.
Very well said.
Yeah.
And he will be delighted to see you, as will the cafe manager, Lorraine, who will serve you with a range of healthy snacks, cakes and a wide range of drinks. So that's the Faversham tweet up on Tuesday the 9th of May at 10 a.m.
Did you read out about the community show's marvellous guest?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I thought we'd...
Yes, it's a guy from Demel's House.
It is.
And you commented on
it's
it.
It's actually Ryan Campbell.
It is indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Not Glenn.
No. he was busy in Wichita or something,
yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was the Rhinestone Cowboy, wasn't he?
Something like that. Anyway. It's an absolute pleasure now. You just can't go anywhere.
No, I love being here with
Let's
Jules. We're favourites, aren't we, Jules?
Let's talk about Kenny.
Yeah. It's an Annette. Absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Counting House.
Kenny.
Listen, guys, we're going to run out of time if we're not careful. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Counting House, the lovely, the adorable, the late, as always, Nettie Bunn.
I wasn't late.
No, you were. No, that is true. You were here with
she was dead on time.
With 30 seconds to spare.
30 seconds. Yeah. That's my best yet. Yeah.
She was as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, she's well cool. She's well cool in a number of ways. And one of the ways that she's really cool is that she always brings us some really lovely guests.
She does.
Yeah.
I do. And this week is no exception.
No. Absolutely.
And she's brought Kenny, Mr. Kenny Cox.
She's exceeded herself.
Oh, my life. So. You wouldn't believe it. That won't go down well with my other guests.
No, but
careful.
Kenny's a boffin.
I know. And you like a boffin.
I just need to tell you that there's only a couple of hours left on the show. So, feel free to have a waffle. You know, we'll talk about ourselves, Kenny, really.
Shall I do you a little bit of backstory?
Yeah, go for it.
Kenny and I believe, first met when I was working on some project. We were at the Innovation Centre in Medway, I think. Yeah. I was working on a project with something to do with a university. And you were presenting your lovely new product.
Yeah, I think that's
and
right.
And I said to you, I think there's R&D in that.
Yeah. So that was a few years ago.
That was about two years ago.
Yeah. And I've met you a few times since.
Absolutely.
She's been stalking you ever since. Yeah.
I don't think it's that way round.
Oh, is it not?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
And his wife has an amazing name.
Go on.
Sarah Cox.
Ah, right.
Really?
As in the DJ.
Yeah.
She's on my Hall of Fame at work because we have a lot of famous names for clients. Right. And Sarah is on it. You can tell her that. She's on my Hall of Fame. Yeah. One day, if we get some time, we're going to put some pictures up. We haven't done that yet. We're too busy doing numbers. But Kenny's got a fun business.
Well, we're going to find out about that right now that we've sorted out your internal decorations at the office.
Absolutely.
Which is fabulous. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're from Snapwire.
That's right. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Snapwire to start us off?
Yeah. So as been mentioned, I'm a geek.
And a boffin.
Geek and a boffin, and you're married to a Radio 1 DJ, apparently.
Radio 1 DJ.
Radio 2
now.
Radio 2.
We're getting on a bit now. The older you get, the more...
They shift you out.
I've always been interested in computers when I was young. It was either playing football in the park or coming over and playing on the computer.
Right.
So ever since then, I started building websites from a very young age until I got to the point where I got my first customer. And that first customer was quite interesting. She was someone who'd been to South Africa and had plastic surgery.
Right.
And she decided to sell this as a business, a holiday with plastic surgery.
As she would.
Oh, I'm going there next week. I want all the details.
Yeah.
So that was quite an interesting first project to work on.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
The second one was even more interesting, where we got asked to do a website for chat lines.
Right, okay.
So you can imagine the research we had to do for that. It was myself and one of my friends.
I can see a theme emerging here, Kenny. You can transition from one... Well, I shouldn't say words like that. You can transition from one to the other there, can you?
You could, yeah. The recent jobs have been more politically correct, if you like. But you can imagine the research we had to do for that job. And it didn't go down well with the wife, but it had to be done. Mm. And there's a funny story where... The research, me and my friend, we started the business initially. Well, we had to do the research, and we put all the images on a USB stick, so we could move them between computers. And I don't know if you've been to Boots, where they have the
chemist.
Stand. Yeah, the chemist.
Yes, where you plug your I USB frequent. Key,
and all the images pop up on the screen. Straight away, we had all the images for our website, the research on.
So what you're telling us, you've been banned from Boots now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't go back there.
So this was all work we were doing as kind of a sideline job. Meanwhile, we had our full time job. So part of it was a guy called Andy Sage, who's a brilliant graphic designer, and we had our full time job. So I worked for kind of defence companies and IT consultants. property valuation software, all sorts of different businesses, to the point where, as a lot of people do, you kind of get frustrated working for other people when you want to go out on your own. So I decided to take that step and picked up the work I was doing on the side. Started doing some contracting IT work, which helped build the business up to the point where I've now got an office in Maidstone. I've got 4 staff working, and we build custom websites, we build mobile phone apps, and other kind of automation software, which is generally around making manual tasks automated.
Well, let's explore that a little bit, because without being rude, you know, websites are websites, and whilst there's all kinds of talent and ability that goes into it, most of us are pretty familiar with what a website looks like. I'm interested at this moment in time about the automation software that you're doing and the kind of things that you're doing now.
Yeah, so we do a lot of kind of background databases that help automate manual solutions.
Right.
We work with different industries. We mentioned the personal training app already. That's something that's a very manual process that the guys do. And we're looking to build a software system that allows the interaction with a customer via a mobile phone app.
Right.
So that's quite interesting. We've got another property valuation software where one of our companies work with a lot of big lenders and banks to value a house instead of doing a drive-by and it taking 3 or 4 days. These guys can type an address in to a website and then get a valuation based on all the properties.
Very interesting.
We've got the main products we work on in-house is something called Evolve.
Right.
Now, this is something I'm trying not to bore you too much with the whole finance.
No, we love geekness.
Up in the London market, they use Excel spreadsheets quite a lot, but the management around them is pretty poor, and it's open to fraud. So someone was talking about fraud earlier. So we've built a system that allows you to effectively import an Excel spreadsheet and build your web application, web system. With that, and it adds security to the thing. If you've got your data all in a secure database, it's all backed up, version controlled, etc. And that's one of our key products that we're looking to promote as a business. So we have our in-house product called Evolve, which we're pushing out there, and we also do the custom applications as well. And so there's quite a lot going on. And one of the most interesting things about the business is that we don't focus on any one industry. We kind of move around. We've got lots of different industries, and it's talking to the experts in that industry, and we learn a lot about the different industries that are out there.
Sorry, I've just noticed it out of the corner of my eye, and I have to tell you, Tenterton Toilets on Twitter have just emailed us a gif of a set of boots and says, "Who needs boots anyway?" Sorry. Yeah. Get it? Do you get it? Yeah. Thank you, Laura.
She also sent us a Glen Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy as well.
Right, okay.
Can you stop that person phoning you?
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
Sorry to interrupt you, Kenny. You were saying.
Shows they're listening, though.
Well, absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, just while we're at. They're all in full flow now. They've all been looking up gifts now. Gemma from Orchard Fairclough Haynes, Gemma has sent us a gif of somebody bouncing on a bouncy thinky bobby.
I always thought it was a gif. I'm so glad you pronounced it first.
Gif.
Yeah.
Graphic.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The word's
is the
graphic.
Cleaner.
Yeah. Well, I use eucalyptus oil, so I wouldn't know.
Sorry, Kenny, back to what you were saying.
I can't remember where we were.
We were talking about Excel spreadsheets.
So the diversity. So a lot of the reasons we have, well, it's through my experience working up in kind of the London markets, the syndicates up there, etc. And we could we found a way of effectively improving that whole process. And it's quite a challenge moving into that kind of market. These guys have been around for tens of hundreds of years. Kind of, in some ways, they've got their processes and they like to stick to them. So we're trying to move them away from that traditional process into a more modern world, if you like. where we became sort of digitalized all their information.
And this is where the R&D comes in, isn't it? Because when you've got something like a website, there is an R&D in a website is a website.
Exactly.
But some of the work that Kenny and his team do that actually really changes processes and how people can work.
That's really why I wanted to concentrate on that side of it, because without being rude, I mean, I own a web development company myself, and, you know, it's web, and it's web.
Yeah.
And it's web, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, this other stuff is really interesting, and that's where the heavyweight research comes in, and that's also where you can really innovate with some interesting stuff too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and the R&D was something I wasn't actually aware of when I first started the product.
Mm.
So I had the idea, the initial conception. As we took that forward, we got talking to Annette and identified that, yeah, we could do the R&D with that. And obviously corporation tax, etc., is all, no one likes paying it, but the R&D is a big help to us.
It is a massive thing. I've managed to also have some research and development claims come back. And as you say, Kenny, it's one of those things that people aren't really aware of. One of the reasons they're not aware of it is because they dismiss it. Yeah, you know how hard it is. I'm telling you. You know, you ring somebody up and you go, do you know what? You can get free money from the government. And they go, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you actually can.
Yeah.
You actually really can. And the government like it for the simple reason, and you can put me straight on this because you know better than me, but I think for every £1 million they return in research and development investment, they make £4 million.
I'm not surprised, but it's also that bit about keeping the skills here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the more we develop here, the more people engage, the more people, you know, enhance business, the more skills that stay in this country, and that's what's so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we develop, and some of this R&D stuff that you guys are doing is so important, because there's nothing wrong with a spreadsheet, but if you can get that spreadsheet and integrate it into your systems and actually keep that data, but like you say, use it differently than you have for the last 100 years,
I think, you know...
And it will put you ahead of the competition.
Of course it will. Yeah. Of course it will. And I think that's where... this is just my view on it, and you know, it's just my opinion on it. Because I'm really old, and I've worked in the
really old.
And I've worked in technology for an awful long time. Back in the day, technology was all about office productivity tools. You know, first of all, word processing, then spreadsheets, and yada yada yada. And then we kind of got away from all of that. I mean, we still used all those products, but they became non-sexy, just stuff that hung around. A lot of it you got free with machines anyway. And we moved into the more web-based stuff and the more digital stuff. At last, people are coming back and readdressing the office productivity tools, but from a different perspective now. And saying, look, how do we embed this in stuff? How do we do stuff in the cloud, for instance? You know, so you now got cloud accounting software. And until recently, the government were going to force all of us to do digital tax reporting as well. They've done another U-turn on that.
They'll U-turn back again, though.
Yes, they will, because they are going to do it. Mm. It's just that they came across some obstacles, and they need a few more older people to...
imagine that.
Yeah, to pop their clogs before they can, you know, get everybody doing it. But that's all going to be cloud-based reporting as well. So what you're doing is really fascinating, because you're taking something that we've had for a long, long time, and at long last looking at it again and going, do you know what, how do we incorporate this in something more modern?
Well, that's it, I think. There's, everyone knows how to use it, so we're not trying to move away from that.
Absolutely.
We're keeping those skills there.
Yeah.
But then trying to take that element and move it into a more modern era.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way, and you touched on kind of the collaboration with other applications as well. So there are APIs out there for all kinds of systems that you can integrate with, and that's fantastic. It means it's kind of limitless possibilities. Really.
Absolutely. And that is one of the really interesting things for me, is because of the development of application program interfaces and things like that, you can, because the world's digital, you can tie almost anything to anything. Mm-hmm. And with things like Internet of Things, you're now starting to see hardware involved in software.
You can tie it into your toaster.
And tie, you know, you can make your toaster come on, because you really need that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really want to set your toaster on the way home and stuff like that.
You can look in your map for that.
You can look in your fridge and see what needs replacing.
I like
that. And more simple, less Tomorrow's Worldy type stuff like Amazon Dash and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, where you can reorder stuff that you have all the time when you're running low.
Yeah.
I've heard some interesting things about the other Amazon device, Echo, picking up instructions from a TV and doing weird things. But but you know, it's like any technology, isn't it? And it goes through a bedding period. I interestingly, a few months back, I was lucky enough to meet the guys from Just Eat, and they were demonstrating their robot dog. They have a dog that does deliveries in London, which is a robot.
Yes.
Yeah. And its doggy just brings your takeaway in its mouth up to your door.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does. It really does.
It's not a live dog.
Oh, that's all right. I was getting a bit worried.
It won't be dribbling on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mechanical dog.
Yeah.
And of course, Amazon have been experimenting with drone deliveries as well.
Yeah. A bit worried about drones. Yeah. I had a guy, I'm on the front. This guy flew by in one of those just dangling from some sort of kite. Flew right past my window.
Yeah.
Hell, was he thrown his pizza in?
You worry about security, you know, privacy. Yeah. People just glare in your window. I'm not sure about drones.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Google Earth's all right for that. You do it from a satellite. You don't need a drone.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's watching you?
Exactly.
Kenny.
So, what's the plans now, Kenny? Where are you going from here?
Well, we're currently based in Maidstone.
Whereabouts in Maidstone are you?
Do you know the business terrace?
Yeah. I'm at the other end of the high street.
It's a great hub for under the SMEs, and they give you kind of a 2-year window to help you grow.
Right.
And it's a good base, and if anyone's looking, I'd recommend it.
Cool.
We're coming towards the end of the 2 years now. We've grown from being 2 to 5 people there.
Well
done. Kind of
at
the limit of,
well done.
Of where we are now.
So you're going to move on to your next place.
So we're going to move on.
And he'll be ready just for you to move in to St George's business.
I used to be based in Rochester as well. It's a nice area. We're looking. I'm from Maidstone anyway, so it's kind of like to be in the town centre if we can stay there. But we're looking to scale up. Want to obviously build both sides of the business, if you like. We're doing the custom development, and we're also pushing Evolve as well. Ideally, I want to move it into the Kent area and grow it there, and then move into other industries and other locations as well. Mainly London, because that's where the main finance is.
Sure, yeah.
Initially, Kent's the kind of foundation for that.
So yeah.
Fantastic, yeah. If we can scale up within the next 6 months, we're looking to take on another 4 staff, another 2 developers, a marketing manager and a project manager as well. So we've got quite ambitious growth.
So you've got pretty ambitious growth plans.
Exactly. But we need the right location to help with that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it carries on.
All power to you. We love digital businesses. We love creative businesses. We love new businesses in Kent. And just on that, while we're talking about that, 9 years ago when I started this, one of the reasons that I started it is because there were 58,000 businesses in Kent. 99.9% of them are small businesses or small and medium-sized businesses. They got very little publicity. Hardly anybody knew what was going on. And we started a business bunker show to promote that. 9 years later, I don't know if you know, last week we just went past 100,000 businesses in Kent for the first time ever.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing growth in a very short space of time. We've added 25,000 businesses in the last 2 years, and that's still growing and growing and growing. Mm. And companies like Snapwire are a fundamental part of that. Mm. And one of the great things about businesses such as yours now is you start your business, you grow your business, and that spins off other things. Other people leverage off you, what you're doing, and incorporate it in their products and stuff like that. Fantastic. Kenny, thank you so much for telling us about that. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. I hope you're putting yourself in for the Maidstone Business Awards, because it sounds like you've got
And you're in Maidstone.
And you're actually in Maidstone. So you can do that. And please do that, because I think it's really worthwhile you doing that, because it sounds absolutely fabulous. If people want to find out more about your business, how can they do that?
So the website's snapwire.co.uk. It's SNAPWIRE. We're on Twitter, @snapwire_web. Two best ways. If you want to email, it's hello@snapwire.co.uk.
Fantastic. Kenny, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure. Nettie, thank you for introducing us to yet another fabulous guest.
Yeah. Welcome. I set the bar so high, Kenny, that I can't even get near it myself anymore.
Absolutely. She's under the bar.
I'm under
with
it.
With her.
Normally. Yeah,
apparently at the weekend.
Absolutely. We're fast running out of time, so thank you very much. I just want to go straight in now to the Federation of Small Business News Roundup.
I do. Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Coming up with the FSB on the 10th of May, they are at the Kent Vision Live exhibition. That's at the county showground. It's the big exhibition, and the FSB are main sponsors, and we'll have a big stand there. On the 11th of May is the Women in Business Brunch in Sevenoaks. On the 17th of May is Connect Networking at the Secret Pantry Cafe in Tenterton. On the 18th of May is the Federation of Small Business Women in Business Golf Taster Session at the Tudor Marriott Hotel. So if you want to play golf and you're a lady and you're in business, get along to that. On the 27th of June is the FSB Women in Enterprise Essential Business Tools to Untap Your Potential. And on the 30th of June, we have the Wilmington Academy 3030 program. If you want to book any of those, you go to Kent Business Radio website and click the FSB tab, and they are all on there with booking links.
Has your business been a victim of a bank transfer scam? The FSB has received growing anecdotal evidence that scammers have been defrauding small businesses through tricking them into transferring money to fake bank accounts. Has your business been a victim of such a scam? If so, the FSB wants to hear from you about your experience. They needed additional evidence of the impact on SMEs in order to ask the government and banks to take stronger action against fraudsters. Please contact or email your story to Vanilla Web or Business Bunker, because Ben Baruch and Richard Hyde need to know about it. So that's small businesses. Have you had a scam? Introduction of the Lifetime ISA. From April the 6th, the government introduces a new individual savings account, the Lifetime ISA. It's been particularly targeted at the self-employed, with the FSB research showing just 30% of self-employed people are saving into a private pension. Savers need to be under 40, that's you out then, Paul Andrews, and can then put up to $4,000 a year into the new ISA, and the government will top up the savings with a 25% bonus.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of our FSB news update for another week. We're fast approaching the end of the show. I want to say a huge thank you to today's show's guests and our show's sponsor. Our show's sponsor, Channel Facilities Management, our fabulous guest, Mr. Roland Stanley of St. George's Hotel in Rochester, the lovely Lynette Crisp from Bettshanger Sustainable Park in Deal, Mr. Kenny Cox of Snapwire, and of course, as always, the lovely Annette Bunn, account manager from Rift Accounting. Coming up later this evening on Channel Radio, as always, we finish off the evening on Channel Radio with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
From drumbeat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
Have a good week. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.